The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Miserable weather, certainly up along the east coast of the country. I think the west coast is arguably slightly better, but thunderstorms and heavy rain between Kilkenny and Dublin, I can attest to that anyway, given the commute earlier, it was pretty miserable. And it would lead you to, well, if you've got a holiday upcoming, you'd be looking forward to it. If you don't have a holiday upcoming and you've used your days, you might yearn for the possibility to do a bit of your day-to-day work in another country where the sun is shining. Well, more and more companies do offer this. Workation, some call them. I don't think the companies themselves necessarily call them that. But Sinead Gogan is with me, who's the Chief People Officer with Deloitte. Sinead, you're welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. Great to be here.
Thanks for coming in and braving the bad weather. You guys offer this type of flexibility, is that right?
Absolutely. Yeah, we do. And for us, it's a really core part and a really popular benefit, actually, but it's a core part of our flexibility offering. And yeah, huge take up. So actually just checked the numbers this morning before I left the office, and we had just over 600 people in the last 12 months take it up. So
wow.
It's huge. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is taken up by whom most often?
Yeah, everyone, I would say. So for us, there's probably a few different cohorts. We would have a lot of people in their 20s. So we have a very young workforce, which is brilliant. So there you've got people looking to explore, you know, curious, might have, you know, friends who've, you know, live across Europe or whatnot, and we'll go there and do some time. We would have a very diverse workforce as well, like most companies of our size and scale in this market now. So individuals who may be going back to Asia, take 2 weeks leave, and then might build 2 weeks of remote working around that. And then equally others, like parents, perhaps where kids are a bit more self-sufficient, which I definitely aspire to.
So, yeah, I'm not there yet either.
Yeah, well, booking, you know, book a little remote work station somewhere in Portugal. Teenagers spend the day on the beach. You meet up for dinner in the evening. Like, there's so many stories.
Sounds lovely. I'm just thinking of my own friends maybe who are in other parts of the world, in Australia, for example. And what they complain about is they have to use up all of their annual leave to come home and visit parents and what have you. So this allows people to not necessarily do that.
Yeah, and it's huge. Like, and for individuals, they might not be going home every year. This might be something every 2 or 3 years. So it's a huge deal. And obviously, you know, they have to work, clearly. But, you know, being able to participate in family events in the evening, having dinner together, you know, being part of the fabric of their family is hugely valued and something that they really plan for and look forward to.
So what are the conditions, though, that have to be met in order to be able to avail of it? I assume there's certain work that people can't do abroad.
Yeah, for sure. And I guess that's probably the downside, and particularly for employers. And, you know, for myself as a HR practitioner, this is not straightforward. And different companies will do it differently because they have to, because of their own legal and governance and tax setup. But there's a huge amount of compliance. So everything from immigration, individual tax obligations can arise because obviously you can't just, you know, work necessarily in another location. Have to work through all of that. Certainly for us, as a professional services firm, client is key. So certain clients would have requirements around their data. So all of those things have to be really carefully measured and assessed before someone is eligible. And not everyone is. And equally, not everyone's job is, you know, conducive to working, you know, outside of a building where, you know, they do their day job. So it's pretty complicated. But certainly for us, it's really important and it's really valued. So we've chosen to invest in the infrastructure that you need to actually be compliant.
And I assume, given, you know, we're living through an employees market to a degree, other big firms as well have similar versions of this offering, do they? Is this the type of thing that's becoming more and more common across the workforce?
Yeah, yes and no, I would say. I think the compliance burden is pretty big. So certainly some companies who might have done a version of it have had to look at that again post-COVID, and it's not feasible because of their individual circumstances or where they're based in the world or the kinds of legal obligations that it might give rise to. At Deloitte, we're obviously fortunate. We have a lot of tax professionals and you know, great advisors in that regard. So for me, as someone who offers, you know, this through our team and the benefits that we provide, it's great to have that professional advice. But if you don't have that, this is a really, you know, big thing. And then there's obviously the resource to actually administer it and requests and approvals and tracking and all of the things that you can imagine.
And what are the time periods that are on offer for people?
Yeah. So we allow 4 weeks anywhere.
Okay.
Or sorry, we allow 4 weeks 4 weeks in Europe and then 2 weeks anywhere in the world.
Okay. And yeah. Is that a long enough period of time that you can measure productivity and compare it to when people are in the office, or is it short enough that it's impossible to do that?
Yeah, I think we probably think about it a little bit differently. Like, okay, we work always from a basis of trust. So, you know, we have a lot of professionals doing, you know, really great work for clients every day. We get a lot of flexibility from individuals. We give that back. It's always in the context of your team and your client, and you work with your manager to determine how this fits in. But like I said earlier, this is usually something that's really planned. So I know I want to go home at Christmas. So I'm, you know, I'm contracting that with the team. We're looking at what you might do over that time. Sometimes the time zone actually is a really brilliant advantage, because if you're in Asia, you're ahead, you can do some work, hand it off to people when they come in. Mm. But it's really planful. So people are, you know, able to work that out within their individual teams.
Listen, it's interesting stuff, and we appreciate you coming in and explaining it all to us. Sinead Gogan is the Chief People Officer with Deloitte.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.